98FM's Big Breakfast welcomes Miss Alison Spittle.
Hi, how are you getting on?
I feel like I should give you a round of applause because comedians, they need that before they start, don't they?
They do. I don't know what's stopping you. You got two hands.
Sorry. There you go. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Well, you have got a busy, bleeding schedule ahead of you over the next couple of months. Body and Soul, you're going over to Brighton, you're playing in Cork, you're doing the Body Arts Festival. I mean, Jesus, fair play to you.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Cool. I wondered as well, because your style of comedy is, it's a little weird, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's flipping interesting. I particularly liked the time you did, it was either Snapchat or Instagram, I can't remember, and it must have been about a 4-hour story of how you were leading on this guy in America.
He was catfishing me. So on Instagram, if you're a fat girl on Instagram, you know that you'll get strange messages off lads that think that telling you you're beautiful, you'll give them €500 worth of iTunes cards. So this fella was trying to do that to me, so I made him work for it.
But did you? Well, that's an understatement of the year. I've never gone down such a rabbit hole of weird. We just don't know what was going on the whole time.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, it's still on my Instagram account.
Is it?
If you go to my Instagram account and there's a story called Catfish, and if you click on that, you'll see it. And it is, I'll admit to you, it's fierce long.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's like the Lord of the Rings books. I mean, you know, just get into it.
It's a saga.
And you never met up in the end, which is just such a shame, you know.
No, unfortunately. True love, that's the way.
What were you like in, this is probably a real cliche question, but I've kind of asked most of the comedians that have been in here because I'm just curious. What were you like in school? Were you the Alison Spittle now, just kind of, I don't know, younger?
I moved schools a lot, so I was always the new person in school.
Right.
So I think that's why I started doing comedy, because when I moved to a new school, I knew I didn't have much time, so I was like, I couldn't mess around. I was just like, hey, here's a few jokes, be my friend, that type of thing. That's what I've been doing with comedy as well.
Okay, just to run through again, you're all over the place. Mother of God happening in Edinburgh. That's going to be fun. Are you one of them people who has to get the name of your show before you go on the tour?
Yeah, exactly. So this show is called Alison Spittle, Mother of God, and it's basically a show about how I didn't get the part of Mary in a nativity play,
right,
and how not to hold grudges.
Ah, okay.
So I'm working on that at the moment now as well.
Literally holding the grudge as we speak.
That's it.
And then Body and Soul, of course. Is the Body and Soul gig, that's in the tent, isn't it? It's not outside.
That's the weekend after. So that's the Body and Soul set, and I think the 20th of June.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the Sunday, like 3 o'clock, and it's like, it's going to be a great kind of, there's a great line of just Fred Cook and Lords and Strut.
Right, well, there you go. Something to do on a Sunday when you're trying to get your eyes back into your head, I suppose.
That's it.
Alison Spittle, thank you so much for joining me, and the best of luck with all them gigs.
Yeah, no bother. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you,
Alison. Have a great day.